SBCOUNTYHS 710 subscribers. Subscribe home videos playlists channels discussion about 3 comments sort by add a public comment. James Driscoll 3 minutes ago you might want to reflect that discs. Tool content that is updated on https://npino.com/social-worker/19022211774-is-dat-veronica-lynn-kelly/reply-james-driscoll 6 minutes ago statement of intention part 1. The YouTube tab feature that is within this channel has the YouTube development function to provide an easy, understood, constructive communication dialogue between the outside sea of humanity, the general public, and the YouTube media content channel owner. In this case, the YouTube channel SBCOUNTYHS is under the ownership and content responsibility of a public governmental agency of county jurisdiction within the state of California, United States of America. Therefore, we must consider how the First Amendment applies to this discussion area. More so, if here's where the implied intention to form what is my rights here to engage in this conversation, and the government refuses to respond on these matters, an observation there is some kind of risk to the government and it needs to remain silent. Government agencies do not have the right to remain silent, a protection right against self-incrimination. Only individuals have a Fifth Amendment right. I have never personally met Dr. Veronica Kelly. She appears before me only because, after once again the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health is acting badly in view of maladjusted norms that violate my rights, in this case, the First Amendment and a different interface tool. I was blocked on the social media tool of Facebook Messenger when I was engaged trying to get the attention of matters here highly needed to be put agenda forward into governmental address and solution. https://www.facebook.com/messages/t/sbdbh The conversation goes, San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health September 9, 2020, 9:49 a.m. James, is anyone available to chat? Auto responder DBH, thanks for messaging us. We'll respond soon. Note, if you're experiencing a life-threatening emergency, call 911. If you're experiencing a non-life-threatening behavioral health crisis, call our 24/7 helpline at 888-743-1478-711 for TTY users. James, please okie dokie, when indeed the shit is hitting the fan, but you won't get it, you will somehow claim, confused avoidance, I require the direct interface of Dr. Veronica Kelly, as my thread is reply chained in response to your tweet on suicide. If you look up my history, you will see that I was an interface patient to Dr. Christopher Erdberger when I returned back into my hometown of my family home in July 2017, dealing with all your conspiracy dysentery instead of dealing with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That is the record that I hold. Be damned you all who cannot accept me, help me, protect my rights, and stop the hate. Mercy, 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 stop the hate already. https://twitter.com/drveronicakell1/status/13036936713571157803 The audio song appearing in public tweetverse is a Google Drive share. There's commenting https://drive.google.com/file/d/18mdnqjmyf3glnkfscraz3agrade06q1/view. With the equal sharing, time for this game of hate you all play to terminate. Show yourself by commenting onto that Google Drive audio share chat area, or be damned your hate conspiracy cover up. Don't claim your ignorance, find the need to get the truth and facts, now. Not tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. It has already been over 2 years now, or next decade. We have an understanding. At this point the read pointer moves down the conversation. No, you're following me, do you have anything to say? No response then, or any response ever. I continue, I'm not piecemealing it out to you. The web domain of documentation is available public on Twitter. My experiences with your operations are all placed there, in the real time of events, and it represents the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. http://webdomains.fuckfmen.net/dbh.sbcounty.gov/btw On LinkedIn, there are actual in-operation company name profiles with the word fuck in them. Such examples include but not limited to fuck cancer, fuck your astrophysics, fuck Rasim, and fucked up design. Of course, these all have corresponding web presences. such as http://fuckcancer.org, a 501c nonprofit, etc. My uses following the naming of the last cited example at fucked up design, my internet domain of fucked up human. Net. He's just an extension of this standard. You must accept this domain, for fuck you for being fake. God, my attitude here. One last piece of this, and I will leave you to your own devices to reach the conclusion I hold. You are all a bunch of liars. Prove it to me otherwise. Pound that something right for a change. Note. In all ways legal and passing is protected First Amendment speech here. You have no justification to block the Facebook Messenger conversational tool. You have no justification to ignore this content. You have no justification to ghost this, for community health sakes, to now include an NIH.gov National Institutes of Health document that applies onto these concerns. In that you're attempting to ignore these matters, ignore the citizen, you have no public interface of integrity. Everything here's fishy and holds trust waddles through all of this. Your Department of Public Health is where I am interfaced into this. My intention is solid and sound, recorded into a video, raw data format 10fps. To be posted onto YouTube after the 72-hour deadline or remove deadlock has been offended with no government response onto these matters. The inability for the government to provide an effective two-way exchange on these matters, a matter of observed and self-evident documented conspiracy. Walk into a new direction with me.
Reply James Driscoll 1 day ago.
Edited. Very uncommon, but perhaps serves its function to place commenting here in this space. Fresh perspectives. https://www.youtube.com/ watch v=rhd0 july 20th mental health monday 667 views july 20th 2020. Across the web there has been an activity that I have placed from all aspects of social media pretense tools. Not a single peep of observance to acknowledge every single sent message, question, concern, confrontation, need to address, need to resolve, matters of great social unrest, and matters of great internal strife that has occurred for the past 15 years. To the level of disorderly conduct on behalf of so-called professionals, acting badly, the apt inverse of the so-called social healing purposes of duty onto my need of holding healthcare in HIV and mental health, at this stage both are in the stage of failure by fault on part of the professionals and not the patient. In this year and everything that I have experienced for a period of 15 years when I first placed the cyber timestamping marks that cannot be just dismissed and moved on. No, we're not going to go that way. Never I have seen such a state of fools, said I, over the course of this time. Every single civil society interface pretenses themselves to remain in a state of silence, and the outcome of having that uncommitted, untransparent role of actors involved. In all of this we stand in the land of the United States of America.
It is frankly hard, very hard, to wrap one's mind around that what is before the world as a whole. On file record within the Live Life Journal of U.S. citizen James Martin Driscoll, born September 1, 1965 in the city and county of San Bernardino, CA. This writing taken into words, placed into a YouTube tap box labeled discussion for the YouTube channel of SBCOUNTYHS. At the exact moment that I am writing this paragraph, I have one M33s left in an app voice, spoken voice audio narrative file, ready to upload onto this record. Be patient, this story unfolds here in this channel. The file audio length 30, 37, with 40 sec time to finish. Finished 31 min 58 sec, the last sentence translated. You may stand upon me, but do not hide your face. Maya Angelou, on the pulse of morning delivered upon our purpose of nation in United States present inauguration. William Jefferson Clinton, January 20, 1993. How many days ago, how many days forward to go, before we realize the course of our actions, our cycles repeating, etched in indelible ink this time, we clinch and clutch onto the reverence of haters to rule our world, rule our nation, rule our human considerations. We collective, be slaves to this predictability. We collective, not divided, must take obligation to collective moral responsibility and accept these truths, except the answers may not be within a resentful present without a unity needed. Unity is the ideal of United States of America. It is not. Why is unity so difficult to act into, honorable mentioned? Rather than escape out from fearful conflict, our human nature to default to the savage every time we become bothered by nuisance. There is a standard here, and I demand that we reach for our collective higher angels. The people in the top tier rungs of ladders, climbed in some ideal sense of what success means, might seem a lofty ladder to climb into the sky, but I am telling you, the ladder is actually upside down, as a struggle to climb upward into the sky, rather than go down more easily. This ladder is structured so that we feel the pressures of gravity as we think we are climbing upward, but we're actually on the ladder that has the endpoint, hell, and we're being tricked that we are climbing upward, when in reality we are climbing lower and lower into the bowels of no return, into the fire pit of hell and pain. Suffrage, slavery, abuse, a state of human affairs, never quite yet witnessed, the hell of hell on earth. That is not an overreaction to what is happening here. I know the truth. I know you know the truth. Pound stock bank stalking, pound conspiracy exposed terminate sawzip, pound government spencer acted, pound hype untreatable to name a few, pound United Nations Agenda 21, the root of the hell-based policy disoriented of our sensibilities. Devoid of the preface of any property-holding rights, nor the intake of understanding of Maslow's basic human needs. A mechanics of hate design, not of environmental sustainability for the future survival of our humanity on Earth. Anyone defending this policy can't be serious. They have intelligence to understand it. I'm not exactly sure where I am going to place this audio. I think something on my newest HTTP. Fight from in space, a completely empty of this moment, ready and willing to become the messages of our humanity. Please of mercy, get off this. You all can't be in this mix without brainwashing medics to have captured the satyr, the lure, instrumental in the deliverance by Trump, to not fear the virus speech, that which pulls humanity to bond with the PK walls working everywhere. The invisible force of the PK wall swipes US alt down and out into hell. Stop this insanity path of ruin and destruction, immediately. Reply.